It's time for Take 5 the Draft Edition with New York Giants Scouts. Question number one. Everyone understands the entire quote-unquote best player available concept, but how much do needs affect the drafting routine?
Well, the best player available, we try to stick by that. Need comes into play where if you have players of equal value and you may think you have a bigger need for a position. So in that aspect, you'll take the guy who you have a need if they're the same value, but you don't want to jump a player who has a much higher value if it's not considered a position of need.
Question number two. What are the top three attributes you look for when evaluating Mike linebackers?
When evaluating Mike linebackers, we try to look for, number one, smart players who can run the defense. That could be one attribute. Competitiveness and a physical nature inside.
Question number three. Do you seek a lot of input from coaches and other people when you find the prospect that you want to know more about, especially in the area of self-motivation?
No, our scouts, our area scouts, go out on the road all year, and that's a major part of their job. It's not just evaluating a player on the field, but great scouts have a lot of connections, a lot of contacts at the schools with coaches, with equipment guys, trainers, janitors, anybody, to get as much information as possible to see how this particular player will react to an NFL situation.
Question number four. For a player who is obviously physically gifted, but also immature, how do you determine whether or not that player can mature into a productive player?
Well, that's when you have to rely on your scouts and the information they get about the characters, the player's character, work ethic, his intelligence, and whether this player will survive with a good support network. We feel that here we have a strong support network with our player development and with our coaches that those players will thrive and evolve and grow up in our environment here.
Question number five. How much can a player resurrect themselves with a good pro day if they have a bad combine?
They can help themselves. There may be circumstances at the combine why a player didn't work out good. He may be slightly injured or dealing with family issues or just not be comfortable there. We try to take their best performance, whether it be at the combine or the pro day. We don't want to kill a player. But again, we just use both of those as to massage their overall grade based on what they do during the fall and then on tape and in games. So both we won't resurrect or kill or anoint a player off of those venues. We just use it to help out what they do in the fall.